This is Border Crossings, radio's number one request hour. And now, your host, Larry London.
Hi, my name's Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. And it is Monday. It is also January 18th, and it is Martin Luther King Day here in the United States. MLK Day, as we commonly refer to this. It's a day that we remember one of the great civil rights leaders in American history. Dr. Martin Luther King led a nation and tried to break down all the walls here in the United States. And with his I Have a Dream speech, he, of course, made a mark in American history that will always live on forever. And his name today is as popular as it was 50 years ago when he led his march throughout our nation. Dr. Martin Luther King is remembered today. It's Martin Luther King Day. And we invite you to tune in for our special broadcast, which will feature two great artists this hour. We will welcome 24K Golden, who is a 20-year-old rapper from San Francisco, California, who reached number one and remained at the top of the charts for 6 weeks this past year with his hit Mood. We'll also meet our friends Plain White Tees. Tom Higginson, who gave us Hey There Delilah many years ago, is back to talk about his brand new project for Plain White Tees. All of that's coming up this hour, so stick around with us here on Border Crossings.
Why you always in the mood? F***ing around like I'm brand new. I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but try to play it cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood? Brand new. I ain't tryna tell you what to do, but try to play cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view.
I can never get attached when I start to feel I'm attached. Somehow I was in a feeling bad. Baby, I am not your dad. It's not all you want from me. I just want your company. Girl, it's obvious, elephant in the room. And we're part of it, don't act so confused. And you love starting it, now I'm in the mood. Now we arguing in my bedroom.
Welcome to Border Crossings here on the Voice of America. We've had many guests on who have hit number one on the charts, but not while they're number one on the charts. We'd like to welcome to the Voice of America today the guy who holds the crown at the top spot for 4 weeks. We welcome 24K Golden to the Voice of America. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on? How you feeling?
I'm doing great. You must be feeling great.
Kind of feeling on top of the world, I can't lie.
Right now, and your birthday too. What a great birthday present.
We were literally number one right when on my birthday. I was like, damn, it doesn't get better than this.
No. Next year's birthday, I don't know, you better be number one again.
We will. Don't worry.
Well, I welcome you to our worldwide telecast, and I wanted to ask you, first of all, you were a college student when you decided to drop out to pursue music.
Yes.
It's worked out well for you, but it was kind of a pretty gutsy move.
Yeah, I mean, I had a full scholarship to USC for business. My whole plan before I realized I could really be an artist was to be a hedge fund manager. And by the time I was at USC, I already kind of knew I was going to be dropping out. I just didn't know when. And once that record deal came in, I was like, all right, class isn't for me. I got to put 100% of my energy and my focus on my real passion so I can reach the potential I know I could achieve.
Mm. And so you left the financial world behind, and now you're living in the financial world.
Exactly. I went from learning about the financial world to living in the financial world.
That's it. Well, it's smart when you know about the finances. You tend to not get taken for granted, or, you know, you hire somebody, you can keep up with what's happening on with your money. So that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. So tell me, I mean, musically, has it always been rap for you? Because you were in choir back in high school, back in the day.
So my parents, before they had me and my sisters, they traveled the whole world doing like modeling and acting and stuff like that. So when they raised me and my sister, we had such a broad variety and range of music to listen to. So I was listening to everything from rap to pop to rock to R&B, you know, and growing up in the early 2000s, that's when that pop punk sound was at like its peak. So in games like Guitar Hero and Rock Band and like Tony Hawk Pro Skate, I was taking it all in. And by the time I got to the age where I was confident enough to express myself, I had all these different references to pull from. And it started with rap because I'm a teenager growing up in America. Of course I like rap music. But the older I got, the more I was able to pull from these different genres and make a sound that's mine.
And you got a great sound. I mean, I enjoy the video, you and Ian Dior. And now you've got a remix with Justin Bieber. How did that happen?
Man, that's still crazy to me to this day because I've been a Justin Bieber fan since I was younger. And I remember always saying in interviews, they're like, what's your dream collaboration? And I said, me, Drake, and Justin Bieber all on the same song. So we knocked one down. So now all I got to do is get Drake and I'll have all my dreams come true.
Well, that could probably happen, you know. I mean, the Grammy nominations are coming up, and so you never know. You might be sitting between Justin and Drake, and you never know.
Oh, that would be insane.
I hope you get nominated. Definitely, with the numbers you've got, I think you're close to 1 billion streams, I read. That's crazy. That's insane.
Yeah. I mean, this it's especially amazing to me because we all knew this was going to be a big song, but we didn't know it was going to be this big. And we were having like such a fun time making it. It seemed effortless. And now for that fun that we had, that genuine joy resulting in people hearing my music all across the world, that's beautiful to me.
Where were you when they told you were number one?
The first time I just woken up, it was like, as you could tell, I'm not an early riser, right? So the head of my record label, Barry, he calls me. It's like 8:30 in the morning. I'm like, Barry, you better have a good reason for calling me at 8:30 in the morning. And he's like, we're number one. So I pop out of bed. I'm running around the house. Like, I never felt that way before. Like, I'm so excited. I go jump in the swimming pool with all my clothes on from the night before. I'm like, new clothes. I'm number one now.
That's it. You can afford a new wardrobe.
Yeah.
I know Barry Weiss, you know, back in a few years, and he's a good guy, and I know you're getting lots of love and support from the label, which is, it's great. Life couldn't be better. I mean, you know, for you anyway, right now, a lot of the people you know are affected by this coronavirus. Has it affected you in any way, personally?
Yeah, I mean, I had coronavirus. It knocked me out of commission for a little bit. But thankfully, I was able to recover, and, you know, I mean, it just made me realize it's real, you know, and my experience was very fortunate to be able to only have it for a week and then get back into the action. But that's not the case for everybody. So, you know, I'm just I understand, like, I can't be too mad that I'm not on tour right now or not doing this experience of traveling overseas, because it's all going to be there when this is all over.
Right, right. Absolutely. And it is hard, though. I mean, to be number one, a lot of people don't understand. Without the ability to go out to radio stations and go out to the public and go out and perform your song and your music, it makes it twice as tough. So that's really a, you know, testimony to how great the song is.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And this isn't the only bit of music you got going on right now. You've done something which I guess is part of a blog with Tommy Lee and Machine Gun Kelly. Tell me about that. Tommy Lee, we just had Tommy Lee on the show a couple weeks ago.
He's a legend. I just watched The Dirt for the first time a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, yeah, he's definitely a legend. But Well, we did this podcast called Halloween in Hell, and I was voice acting in it. Kels was voice acting in it. Ian, Tommy, like a bunch of super dope people. And we ended up making some music to go along with it. And we kind of wrote this song, Climb, to be like that grand finale moment of like being stuck in the bottom but finding the strength to rise above. And that's me and Kel's first song together, me and Tommy Lee's first song together. And people really seem to like it, so I'm happy about that.
It's awesome, and the theme is kind of interesting. I mean, it's Halloween, but it's kind of like it's got a Rocky Horror Picture Show flavor, and it's Halloween, but it's after Halloween, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a spooky season. Spooky season lasts forever if you want to.
Oh yeah, well you're really fun to talk to. Now, as far as other artists that you'd like to collaborate with, you mentioned Drake, Justin Bieber. Who else? Because this seems to be the day of the collaborations. I don't know. I've seen so many collaborations in the last couple of years.
Billie Eilish, because she's super talented and super cute. Doja Cat, Young Thug. Who else do I want to work with? There's so many like talented artists. It's kind of hard. Like a lot of my friends, we haven't like released music together, but like Lil Nas X, Kid Laroi, just people like that too.
And there's a guy named Paperboy who helped to get Pave Your Way for you.
Yeah, we made a couple songs together already. That's my big bro right there.
Mm. And Valentino was the big hit that kind of started this for you a couple of years ago. But before that. Career and also an acting career.
I wouldn't call it a career, okay, but it was a nice way to make some money for college. But then I probably ended up spending most of it on sneakers once I realized I could get a full scholarship anyway.
How about fashion? I know that your parents are models and in the fashion world, and you've done some modeling work and stuff like that. I is there a chance you're designing any clothing? You got a line coming out? Or
oh yeah, all in due time though. Like, I think one thing that that I got to kind of battle against myself is that I have so many fire ideas and so many different interests mm-hmm. that I can tend to spread myself a little too thin. So I've had to focus on, like, just get this music thing done first. Fashion will be there in 3 years when you have all the Grammys in the world and all the number one albums and people love your music. Like, you can go to fashion later. But so now I really just try and express my taste and design through my merch, because that's the easiest way to get it out without having to create a whole new line.
So now you're number one. What first paycheck for the being number one, where did you go buy? What'd you spend it on?
I bought a Range Rover and then it overheated like 2 weeks later. So I don't know what that means. Is it a sign from the universe?
Time for a Benz. That's what it means.
Yeah. Yo, facts. I might have to switch up.
You can buy as much mac and cheese as you want to eat.
Yeah, as many as all the lobster mac and cheese, all the cookies and cream milkshakes in the world.
So what happens for you in 2021? We're into the new year, so what's your plan for the next 6 months, 8 months? What do you got planned?
So just keep working on this album, really, El Dorado. I've been working on it throughout the whole quarantine. That was actually a blessing in disguise, because I don't think I would have had the time to really lock in and make music and the way I'm doing it now. And mm-hmm. now I've made some of the best music in my life. So just finishing up, putting all the finishing touches on that. Might get started filming shooting a podcast or a network TV show. So can't say too much about that now. But
oh, come on now.
We'll see. You know, you might see me on the big screen sooner rather than later.
Woo, there it is. We got the scoop. So do you write all your own music, or you work with other folks, or you're a guy who likes to do it all, hands-on? So,
I started off really more as a songwriter more than an artist. I always knew I was an artist, but when I came to L.A., I didn't have no cosigns. I didn't have a big following or cult fan base, really. So the best way for me to get in the studio was to write songs for other people. So I was in the trenches. We call it no man's land, when you're just bouncing around from session to session to session, trying to get a placement somewhere. And in that experience, I probably wrote like almost 200 song ideas, you know, and that gave me a lot of training to be able to incorporate the pop sound, the rap sound, the rock sound, because I had to write for all these different types of artists into my own music.
20 years old, number one, 4 weeks already, going strong. Millions of sales, Billboard, Rolling Stone, everybody loves you. What's the biggest change in your life now since you've gone number one? Since out of the box, there he is, number one. What's the biggest change for you?
I feel like not that much has really changed. Like, I'm busy. I got my schedule is a lot busier, but at the end of the day, we're just keeping on doing the things that we've always been doing. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be different if it was a normal year and I was outside. But, man, I'm still waking up at 11 a.m., you know, in the same house and playing video games and hanging out with the same people.
Yeah, I read where you're very grounded, you know, and I can tell that. I get that sense that, you know, it hasn't gone to your head at this point. You're having fun, which is what a 20-year-old should be doing, especially when you're on the radio every 15 minutes somewhere. which is awesome. You got plans to do this internationally? You're going to go out on the road and tour once things open up?
100%. I really haven't even seen that much of the world yet. And my parents, because they traveled so much, they were like, yo, traveling was one of the best things I did for my life. It gives you so much perspective. Like, I want to go to Europe. I want to go to Australia. I want to go to Africa. I want to go to Asia, especially bad. Japan is like my favorite place in the world, but I was only out there for 1 week. So
you like sushi?
Yeah, I love sushi. Brazil, Mexico, like, wow. There's a huge world out there for me to see, and I've only scratched the surface.
Yeah, well, we are broadcasting to all of those places that you just mentioned, so I'm sure that they are very excited to hear that you're interested in going there. And it's, you know, as soon as we get past this stuff that's happening, that's keeping us all at home, and you can do your traveling again. Is there anything you want to say to the global audience before I let you go? Because I know you're busy and you got a busy schedule. So,
you know, what's up, world? It's your boy 24K Golden. I know this times are weird right now, but stay strong. Keep your head up. We're going through this, but we got this. Stay golden. Peace.
Now, your real name is Golden.
My real name is
Golden. What made you decide to go with 24K Golden?
So real name is Golden. When I first started making music, I just released it as Golden, but it's kind of hard to stand out on the world wide web with a name so simple like that. Not that it's a bad name, but it's just
a great name.
Everyone has, there's a
Platinum Golden. Would be a good name too.
Yeah. Well, we put those on the wall. But it's like there's so many things named Golden. Golden State Warriors, you know, Golden Dragon Chinese Restaurant, Golden Retriever Care Guide, you know, like it's hard to find me. So in the jewelry world, 24 karat gold is the most pure form of gold. And me being an artist is me being the most pure form of myself. Mm. And so I put 24K in front of it. And then I went to go change my name on Instagram, and it was taken with the E, so I had to drop the E. And now we're here.
That's the end thing, huh?
Yeah.
Drop the E.
Shout out to Instagram. Whoever took that name, thank you, because it looks so much cooler without the E.
Now, when you mention Instagram, where can people find you on social media? The fans around the world, when they want to give you some love, where do they go?
Man, I'm everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all at 24KGOLDN.
All right, super. Mood is the name of the song. Number one, doesn't get any better than that. So congratulations, 24K Golden. We love you. Thank you very much. Join us again when the next song is number one.
All right, I'll see you in a couple weeks, huh?
All right. And,
it's a little bit. Can you turn my headphones up?
Yeah. DA got that dope.
Dropped out of college, but I'm still ballin'. I know that you jealous a little bit. She seen my picture and heard I'ma sing it. If I pull it out, then she kissing it. I'm taking chances and chasing advances. If life is a bet, then I'm risking it. Skirt off the block in the fiscal whip. You know that I had to figure it out. What would you do for the clout? Dropped out of college, but bust a ballin'. I know that you jealous a little bit. Proud of your mama, you don't want no drama. Even as a kid, you was sensitive. Flex on the gram, you ain't really rich. Everyone know that you rented it. Money I'm counting for 24 hours. It's harder to save when it's coming in. Can't make a clone cause I'm one on one. Little boy, you ain't even one of them. I hit the ball flex, got my muscle up. Two twins, tell them double Dutch. Two twins had the double cup, and they both danced, told them fuck it up. Frostbite, Fortnite, foreign cars on the front line. Foreign bras and they all fine. Yeah, 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 they all mine. Switch it up, money dance, work smart, making bands. Tryna see you drop again, nigga, yeah. 10-10, 20s, baby, tryna see you shake it, yeah. Dropped out of college, but I'm still ballin'. I know that you jealous a little bit. She seen my picture and heard I'ma sing it. If I pull it out, then she kissing it. I'm taking chances and chasing advances. If life is a bet, then I'm risking it. Skirt off the block in the fiscal whip. You know that I had to figure it out. What would you do for the clout? Clout. Dropped out of college, but I'm still ballin'. I know that you jealous a little bit.
Chocolate, She said she could tell. Make her feel like I'm from heaven, but I still put her through. Was about what I was about. Them ain't rock the way that I rocked. I realized they ain't mean me well. Told her I'm calling my phone without that knife. Double C's on the belt, correlate the ice. Getting on me right now is highly unlikely. Cause I still remember the days when people like you ain't like me.
It seems like lately,
you know, I ain't tripping, you know what I mean? I'm doing good without you.
London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings. It's another virtual broadcast from home as we continue to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. And today on Border Crossings, we are joined by a singer-songwriter that we all met about 15 years ago, the last time that he joined us in studio at the Voice of America. Today we've got him virtually from his home, Tom Higginson from the Plain White Tees. Welcome, Tom.
Hello, hello. What's up, Larry? How are you?
Great. It's wonderful to have you back. You know, a lot has changed since the last time we met.
Well, 15 years ago, yeah, I'd say. A lot has changed in the last 6 months, but yeah.
Yes. Now, when you guys started back in 97, what was going through your mind that made you guys decide Plain White Tees? Now, there's a name for a band.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I still love the name, but I know it's, you know, that's been definitely just a weird... I mean, honestly, we had a name, a list of band names, and it was like just out of, you know, necessity. It's like, well, we need to call ourselves something. So we wrote down a bunch of like awful, of course, names, you know. I remember Spotless was one of the names. Where's Arnie was another one of the names, which is from What's Eating Gilbert Grape. It's a reference from that movie, Where's Arnie? But yes, and Plain White Tees was on that list. And even when we were like back in those early days in the pandemic, you know, it's like there's so many songs where I'm like, whoa, this is like super heavy right now, you know?
Have you written anything that is actually inspired by the pandemic while you've been, I mean, cooped up for the last 8 months?
You know what? I've been doing a lot of writing. So I started a record label called Humans Were Here, actually. This is our Halloween shirt.
Nice.
I got a rep, you know. But yeah, so I've been doing a lot of writing and producing with the artists on the label. I've actually got an 80s side project, and I've written some songs for that. That's very, like, my favorite song is called Something to Look Forward To. I mean, Play My Tees also, we're going to start, we're hoping to have new music out early next year as well. Mm-hmm. So that will be, I do have a lot of Play My Tees stuff written, but nothing really quite ready to play yet. I'm still kind of working out the kinks, but yeah.
And you guys were working with a Hames producer or some other producers that, you know, you guys had some heavyweight producers in the last couple of years on your music.
Yeah, we've done some great things. Actually, this album, All That We Needed, that's coming out on vinyl, is that was done with Ariel Rexhad, who has went on. We were kind of his first, we were kind of the band that broke him as a producer with this mm-hmm. record. And I mean, he's produced Major Lazer, Haim, Snoop Dogg, Adele. He produced a song with Adele. So he's done like really great things. And we kind of, in a weird way, gave him his start. But of course, he gave us our start as well. You know, it was like a great collaboration right there. Mm-hmm. Our last album we did with Matt Squire, who is an amazing producer. He did that first Panic at the Disco record, which right, kind of made them superstars. So that was great working with him. We've been lucky, you know. It's cool that, like, I feel like so much of the music business really is luck. I mean, of course, you've got to be good, but, like, mm-hmm. there's so many good freaking artists out there. There's so many good singers. There's so many good writers. So there's definitely a big luck component. And so, yeah, lining up with the right producer for the right song is, you got to kind of catch lightning in a bottle sometimes, and we've been able to do that.
So is there any surprises on the album? Did you do any remixes or any, did you add anything to it?
You know what? We made it on a red vinyl with yellow splatter. That's what we did. That's like the big change, the biggest change. No, we put the album out digitally this year, a remastered version. And on that, we had a few bonus tracks. There were these live versions of these songs that we did in the studio, like acoustic live versions, that I swear to God, I have no memory of recording this. I think we probably just did it one day and then never even listened to it. Mm-hmm. And so when I heard it, like, you know, for the master of like, yeah, we're going to release these digitally. Are you cool with this? I was listening. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. How have we never, you know, knew this existed? So that's a kind of a fun thing. If you listen online, you know, like I said, on Spotify or iTunes or Apple Music or whatever. But for the vinyl, we just wanted it to be like, this is the record we made, you know, kind of commemorate that, keep that special.
And I know what some things that they used to do back in the 70s when vinyl was, you know, in its most popular form, was sent a record. You know,
like it smelled?
Scented, smelling records.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Sure. Brothers Johnson, Strawberry Letter 23. I've got it somewhere in my collection. It was a strawberry scented record.
Wow.
Tom Higginson is talking with us from the Plain White Tees. At home, I'm sure he can't wait to get out on the road with the band once again and tour. And so there you are, you know, at the Grammys. You're nominated for Song of the Year in the same category as Amy Winehouse. That had to be tough. Fun, but tough.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what's funny is that, so yeah, up that year it was Amy Winehouse's Rehab, which actually won the Grammy. Mm-hmm. Of course, Hey There, Delilah. We had Rihanna's Umbrella, and we had Carrie Underwood Before He Cheats. So it was like kind of a crazy year. Like, I mean, I know it's the Grammys. Every year has great songs. But, yeah, it's like that. Why did it have to be that year we were nominated? You know, it was like up against that competition. But, yeah, just, of course, an honor, super honor to be there. You know, it's like you write these songs and you're freaking – I wrote Hey There, Delilah in my mom's – apartment, you know, tiny little apartment, mm-hmm. you know, and to take it from there to the freaking Grammys and to have a number one song and, you know, around the world and everything. I mean, that's pretty amazing. I know I've said we've been lucky about 18 times in this interview, but I mean, it's so true, you know, and we're so, you know, that doesn't get lost on us. The luck that we've had. So
are you going to do that song for us next?
I mean, I was going to, if that's
all right. Of course, I would. You know, the royalties will continue to come in, and the audience would love to hear it. So, Tom Higginson, Plain White Tees, and he's going to do a live acoustic version from his living room of a song that everybody's heard around the world. It's called "Hey There, Delilah."
The acoustic version.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you, I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about that distance. I'm right there if you get lonely, give this song another listen, close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise, I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me, oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me, oh, it's what you do to me, what you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard. Just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seem pretty far. They've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us. We would laugh along because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you, by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. You're to blame. Hey there, Delilah, you'll be good. Don't you miss me. Two more years and you'll be done with school. I'll be making history like I do. And you'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Bet you the reaction from the fans never gets old when you do that live.
I mean, it's so fun because it's like, you know, some bands are like, they dread playing their big hit for some reason. But I don't know. For me, it's like, yeah, everybody sings along. Everybody's smiling. Everybody gets out their phones. It's like such a great moment that, like, yeah, I don't see how that could be ever a bad thing. You know, so fun.
Great moments. Do you remember where you were when they told you that song hit number one?
I sure do. Yeah, we were playing. I don't remember exactly where, but I remember we were at a... We were doing like a tour of like amusement, like theme parks, like Great America, like Six Flags. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we were backstage about to go on. And, you know, of course, the song was like pretty big on the radio and everything. And so there was like, you know, thousands of people waiting for us to go on. And it was like right before we went on, they were like, hey, guys, good news. Number one song. Wow. And so we literally like took like a photo, like right at that moment of us all like doing number one. And then we went on stage and played a show, like announced it to the crowd, and there was a lot of great moments, you know, around that time. You said the Grammys and everything. I got to meet Ringo Starr and Yoko Ono at the Grammys. That was pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, obviously great, great time. And this album, All That We Needed on vinyl, kind of commemorating that. It's fun to like, it's bringing back kind of all those memories. You know,
and the interesting story, and if this is true, I read that you actually took Delilah to the Grammys with you.
Oh, yeah.
Romantically dating, but Delilah was there with you.
So, okay, the song was obviously written, you know, because I was super crushing on her. You know, she's beautiful, but she had a boyfriend at the time, and she was at school in New York, and I was, you know, in Chicago and traveling and touring. You know, the band was just starting up and everything. So so it was very innocent. It was more like she just inspired, you know, me. And she actually was begging me, because I joke with her that I had a song about her, you know, just trying to be funny. And so she was the one that was always like, hey, where's my song? When do I get to hear my song? So she kind of pushed me over the edge and, okay, I'm going to write the song. And she would come to see us in New York when we'd come through and stuff, but she was always with this boyfriend. So nothing ever romantically happened. But then I had a girlfriend at the time when the song was kind of blowing up. But when we got nominated for the Grammy, I was broken up with my girlfriend. And so I hit her up and I'm like, hey, like, do you want to go to the Grammys with me? The song's nominated. And she was like, well, me and my boyfriend actually just broke up. So, like, yeah, let's do it.
Ooh.
So, like, for this weird moment, I was like, whoa. And because this song was written, you know, 3 or 4 years before that. So I'm like, is this weird, like, going to happen? Like, am I going to be dating Delilah? Like, is this great? Like, is the song going to come true, you know, all of a sudden? And but by the time the Grammys came, she was back with her boyfriend. I was actually back with my girlfriend. But it's like we had to go to the Grammys, you know, kind of celebrate that moment.
Awesome. And she's a beautiful track star. I was looking at her bio. So
yeah,
you have very good taste. Tom Higginson is our guest. And it is the Plain White Tees on the anniversary, the 15th anniversary of All That We Needed. They've had 8 albums out, but this is obviously one of the most successful for Plain White Tees, riding on the success of Hey There, Delilah, which we just heard. Would you do another song for us?
This might be the end of the world, so we might as well keep dancing. I found Jesus the other day, was eating hamburgers in the Chevrolet. Didn't have time to save the day, oh no. You go ahead and stay back, don't wanna get caught in free protect. Don't wanna throw down with some maniac, oh no. But if I don't go out tonight, don't go out tonight, how will I fall in love? How will I fall if I don't go out tonight, don't go out tonight, how will I fall in love? This might be the end of the world, so we might as well keep dancing. This might be the end of the world, so it's time to take some chances. Let's all get up, up, up. Let's fall in love, love, love. Until time is up, up, up. Let's fall in love, love, love. All flights grounded at JFK. There's a hurricane blowing almost every day. Fault lines rumbling, about to quake, oh no. TV's got me paranoid. Wall Street crashing to avoid losing my job to my Android, oh no. But if I don't go out tonight, don't go out tonight, how will I fall in love? How will I fall, fall, fall? If I don't go out tonight, don't go out tonight, how will I fall in love? This might be the end of the world, so we might as well keep dancing. This might be the end of the world, so it's time to take some chances. Let's all get up, up, up. Let's fall in love, 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 until time is up, up, up. Let's fall in love, love, love. Woo! How will I fall, fall, fall?
Tom Higginson, woo!
Kind of relevant to the times, right?
Yes, and thank you for doing that for us. I know I didn't give you much warning, and hitting the higher notes when you haven't warmed up is tougher, but thank you very much for doing that.
Of course, yeah, thank you. That was fun.
Before I let you go, since next year's your 24th anniversary, what are you guys planning special for the 24th anniversary?
Well, like I said, it's my dream in life to be a rock star on stage playing music for fans. So I think that's enough of a dream right now, just to get back out there and, you know, play some shows again. Like I said, I've been doing the weekly Facebook Live thing every Wednesday, but, you know, talking to my phone screen here, it only gets you so far. You need that interaction. So I just can't wait to get out there and play more shows. Maybe for the 25th anniversary. Now that's, we got to start planning on that, because that's a big one. So there'll be something fun there for sure.
Well, when things open up and you come back to D.C., please join us in the studio. I'd love to have you back in person.
Absolutely.
That would be wonderful. And I really thank you for doing this. And I want to tell all the viewers that the The album is called All That We Needed. It is the 15th anniversary of this very multi-platinum album, this very successful big album in music history for the Plain White Tees. Thank you, Tom Higginson, for joining us here on Border Crossings, here on The Voice of America. Tom and the band, Plain White Tees, are marking the 15th anniversary of their third album, All That We Needed, which is coming out on November 13th. So do pick up a copy. Thank you so much again for joining us, and thank you for watching Border Crossings here on The Voice of America. My name is Larry London.
Honey, put those keys away. We won't need them. Underneath these sheets we'll stay. We won't leave them. Through the open blinds, the sunshine's warming us, warming us. Devils in your lips, each kiss is glorious. So let's lay low. We'll never get dressed. Let your head rest on my pillow. Let's chill, I feel so high, so let's lay low, let's lay low. Hot as hell up in this room, sinking to ya, feels like heaven here with you, hallelujah. We're so loud, the neighbors, they're all hating us, hating us. Jealous, we've got box springs serenading us. So let's lay low. We'll never get dressed, let your head rest on my pillow. Let's lay low. Whenever we chill, I feel so high. So let's lay low, let's lay low. Through the open blinds, the sunshine's warming us, warming us. Devils in your lips, each kiss is glorious. Oh.
Shauna Renee, also known as the Lady DJ, inviting you to join me every Thursday at 10 and 2200 UTC for today's hit countdown. Each week I count down the top 20 songs in pop music according to Billboard and Rolling Stone magazines, but more importantly, according to you, the VOA listeners. Again, that's Thursdays at 10 and 2200 UTC right here on VOA 1.
Ever had, make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not. Make it feel good when I hurt so bad, barely getting mad. I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as 1, 2, 1. There's only one thing to do. Three words for you. I love you. There's only one way to say those three words, and that's what I'll do. I love you. Give me more love from the very start. Piece me back together when I fall apart. Tell me things you never even tell your closest friends. Make me feel good when I hurt so bad. Best that I've had, I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as one, two, one, two. There's only one thing to do. Three words for you. I love you. There's only one way to say those three words. That's what I'll do.
And I thank you to Tom Higginson of Plain White Tees for joining us here in the second half of the show, and also our guest, 24K Golden, who was on the first half of the show today, talk about his album, his future, his next release, his music career, and of course his personal life. So thank you, 24K Golden, and also Tom with Plain White Tees. And I thank you for listening to us here on Border Crossings. And one thing that, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King stood for is one world living together, one common world, one people all living together, knock down the divide. And he had a dream. He had a dream that we could all coexist together. We're still struggling with that dream. We're still working on it today. But hopefully with your help in the future, we'll be able to make progress. I thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings on this Martin Luther King Day. We'll be back tomorrow with requests and dedications. I want to thank Vince Bonner and Felicia Butler for putting our show together today. My name is Larry London, and Border Crossings is heard on the VOA Global English Network.